This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Hello, 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 and how is everybody? We've got something a little bit different for you today. Today, I am the interviewee with the lovely Loretta Wright and Karen Roberts. Enjoy.
So today we have Jackie Groundsell from the 1230, the Women's Company with us. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, entirely my pleasure. Thank you, Loretta.
So Jackie and I, well, we've known each other for many years, haven't we? We go way back, as they say, back to cut to the chase days. What, that was years ago, crikey.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I think it was our first conference we had in the library, in Bromley Library, wasn't it?
Can you remember that, really? You've got the memory of an elephant. You're doing much better than me.
Thanks.
That's amazing.
You know, I remember it because I think Claire Young was our guest speaker, and you and Jamie did the speed networking for us. And I think, yes, that was the first time I'd ever heard of it.
Wow, crikey. And how many years ago was that? Can you remember?
2009.
Wow.
The only reason I remember that particularly is because of Claire Young. That was the year that she was a runner-up in The Apprentice. And I'd kept, at that time, I had a business partner, Penny. And no disrespect to the library at all, although they might want to take it on board, I kept threatening to come out in the middle of the night and paint it pink because I thought it was appropriate to pay for the event.
Yeah, that would have been good, wouldn't it? That would have been made it even more memorable. But yeah, no, that was great. And my goodness, you have been, well, do you want to give us a little bit of background, you know, to your, because obviously you now own 1230. And
yeah, this is our 22nd year.
Amazing.
2002. And I know everybody says it and you go, where on earth has that time gone? I mean, it's just crazy, absolutely crazy. Actually, just harking back to that event I was saying just now, I can see Annabelle Kay. You know Annabelle Kay almost as well as I do, don't you? And she was very much dressed in all the branding for us. She was in a raspberry coloured outfit and sitting on the stage. So yeah, I mean, it's a long time we've been going. Yeah. And what a change in networking there's been in that time.
It has changed massively. Yeah, because when I was running Cut to the Chase back then, that was almost sort of not really heard of, the whole speed networking, you know, situation. And it was quite an innovative concept at the time. I don't think many people were doing it or indeed have heard of it. You know, when you'd mention speed networking, they'd say, what, speed dating? And it was like, no, no.
Oh, God, so irritating, wasn't it? But no, you're right. It was a completely new concept. I mean, it was something that we took on board in a different way to the way I do it now. I think you probably actually introduced us to the concept in the first place.
Mm. Yeah, I do remember doing something with yourself and Penny, and I think it was at Churchill. It was at Churchill, wasn't it? Churchill Theatre, when you had the room and doing something there. But we certainly hadn't.
It was in the library.
It was in the library. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, Jackie, take me back to, well, obviously it was you know, over 20 years ago now, obviously, since you've launched, 22 years ago. But what led up to the launch when you initially, did you spot a gap in the market? Why networking? No. Why the women's
company? I can't lay claim to a brilliant idea in the middle of the night at all. My background's IT training with Microsoft products, and I started up my own business called IT Resolves. I always remember the startup business that where Penny and I actually met, which was near Bromley North Station, and it was a 3-day thing run by NatWest Bank. One of the consultants there said, your business should say what you do, and I thought, well, that's good, because I felt, I don't know about everybody else, but I felt IT Resolves was actually it, you know. But anyway, so that's how Penny and I actually met. And because it was a Bromley thing, if you like, we stayed in touch. And I remember that she phoned me one evening And you've got to remember, this was in 1999.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio. Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes. For and from businesswomen. On all the socials. www.1230.co.uk. At Love to Beat Radio.
She discovered this group of women who were actually meeting at the Price Waterhouse building in Charing Cross, and they were all women to do with IT, because she was web design, and the idea was to meet for a drink in the evening. If it went well, there was the ability to have something to eat as well, you know, for dinner. So I said, no thank you, I don't do all women's events. For which I tend to blame my dad, poor dad, who's from Yorkshire, and you know, spades are spades and all that. And there was a pause from Penny, who then said, well, I'm going anyway. And I wanted to maintain that relationship with her, or to, you know, to keep it going. So the story goes, and it's not completely untrue, I was dragged there screaming and shouting by the roots of my hair. Because I honestly, Loretta, I did not want to go. It did not sound like me at all. Because I'd never really thought about whether I was in a male or a female environment. But when I did start thinking about it, I placed myself in a male environment because I'd worked as a PA with quantity surveyors and architects. But then when I'd gone on from there, I then thought, well, actually, I worked for a charity. And that was very female dominated. So I had thought, when I started thinking about it, I thought, yeah, okay, IT industry, very male led on the technical side, but not so much on the training side. And also I was doing my own thing in IT and the IT industry. But I was also working in education, so adult education. So again, that was very female led. Anyway, so my family often say to me, Mum, can we have the short version? And I don't know whether you want the short version or the long version. Anyway, so I went to this evening, and honestly, Loretta, it was such an eye-opener, because It was women there, mostly startups. And Penny and I, there were 27 women there. It's funny how these numbers stick in your head, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Penny was the only one that I knew, and as I say, not very well. But we were all chatting away, like you and I are now, mostly piano, as if we'd known each other forever. And as such an eye-opener. And in between times of our conversation, Penny and I had decided that we were going to share some office space together at Clerkenwell in the city, shared this information with the other women there. And because we were in town, a lot of them actually came from that sort of direction. So some said, well, how about we meet up for lunch? Okay, so we did. And we arranged a meeting in Little Bay, which is no longer there now. And 35 of us, 35, so I don't know how that went from 27 to 35, but it did, were actually there for lunch.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Literally lunch. And yeah, this seems like a good idea. Should we do it again? Yeah, let's do it. Okay, we'll do it next month. All right then. So that was that. In between times, Penny and I were business advisors with what was then the training arm of the Bromley Chamber of Commerce, which, as you know, doesn't exist now. And they asked for our help, and we said, well, we do this lunch in Clerkenwell. So another lunch was arranged at Ferrari's, as was then in East Street in Bromley. 54 women came.
Wow, growing organically. Brilliant.
Well, very much so. But if you think about it, at that time, there was nothing, very little for businesses as such, but even less so focused on women.
Yeah.
And there was no, as I say, there was no deliberate, let's do this and for women and all the rest of it. As you rightly say, it grew organically. Bromley particularly, I mean, Clerkenwell carried on. We did it month on month and month, and you know, and with Bromley, there were, because as you know, Bromley Borough is such a big borough, people were coming in, a couple of women came in from Orpington and said, well, any chance we could set up a group for you here? And we had been thinking, actually, because we'd stepped back from our businesses, whilst it was there that we were originally thinking, oh, this would be good for us to make connections, it was amazing to see the connections that everybody was making within those meetings, within those lunches as well. But we were very much not women, you know, ladies at lunch. It was very business focused.
Yeah.
The diaries were, and I'm sure you've seen all this now as we progress. So sat down, did the old business plan and all that, and just genuinely grew organically from that point. And at peak, we had 32 groups going from Manchester down to Bristol.
That's just incredible. That's amazing. And, you know, you've built such an amazing business. I mean, some people will be unfamiliar with you. Most people within the Bromley Borough, and I say this about our good friend Chandra, if you haven't heard of Jackie Groundsell, where have you been? You've been living under a It's true. You know, you and him up there with the business
group. Well, we met him in London. We met Chandra in London in our very early days in Clerkenwell.
Small world then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Because he, at the time, I don't know if he still has it, but at the time he had property, a property portfolio, and we met him there. Fantastic. And then, of course, he, in terms of location, he was nearer to where Penny was. So she was doing her business thing with him because he was doing the printing as well and all sorts. Yeah. So, yeah, and I mean, Chandra's just phenomenal.
And so are you, Jackie, so don't underestimate yourself. actually, talking about the format, I mean, 12:30, obviously, I mean, people do not know this, but you meet at 12:30. But where did the name, did you just come up and go, right, what, you know, what should we call ourselves? What time is it? You know, how did that come
up? No, it didn't work like that at all. My best mate plans and all the rest of it. Yeah. Originally, we were Solo Girl. And not particularly techie at that time, or not, you know, the internet development and all the rest of it. So we were Solo Girl, and I think we had .co.uk, but couldn't get the .com. Big mistake, anybody listening out there. I mean, I say it all the time now, but at the time we were very, very naive. And somebody said, do you know what SoloGirl.com is? And we went, no. And they said, well, we suggest you look.
Oh, right.
And we did, and we changed it. Yeah. So then it became the women's company. We then had somebody try to piggyback on us. And rather than going the legal route, because we just sort of felt that was, you know, not best time spent, one of our managers, because we have hosts now who chair the meetings, but at the time we had managers and they were a bit more proactive in terms of admin and stuff because of our setup. One of them said, well, look, we meet at 12:30, because we did, and that was very much by chance. We meet at 12:30. Can we do something with that? And so we rebranded, and that's where it came from. But you know, Loretta, people still say to me, what time do the meetings start?
When's the penny going to drop?
eventually.
Jackie, talk us through the format of these events. I mean, how many groups have you got now, and how do they operate, and how do they work, and the format from, you know, when you book, you turn up. Can you talk us through?
We've got, I mean, just speaking about 32 groups, that was at our peak, which was really exciting. We were then hit by the first recession because our women attenders at that time sort of split into two halves. There was the half that was corporate plus solo, you know, traders, and then there were the women who had a business but really and enjoyed it and did well, but when this recession hit, it was all too much effort, so we lost a lot that way. And again, COVID, we were hit quite badly with a lot of our women, as I'm sure you've seen it yourself.
Yeah.
Sadly lose their businesses for one thing or another. So we've got five groups now, plus our, what, as you know, I've got a radio program, but I also have what I tongue-in-cheek call our TV, which is the online one. So they're all at the regular consistency each month. So, for example, the Bromley group now meets at the Bromley Old Town Hall, which is very exciting. And that is on the third Wednesday. The TB one that I referred to, these are just ones I can remember on a regular basis, is actually on the second Wednesday of the month. So what happens is that people can obviously access on our website, which is all the W's and then 1230.co.uk, the website and the details. And if they go to calendar, there'll be literally the calendar there. So a long list of all our meetings and events are listed there. They just click and book on through that, and then they turn up. And the meetings themselves, doesn't matter which location they're in, there is a template for it. However, that might sound a little bit boring, that it's templated. The reason it's templated is because it's then a consistency. People can 100%. Go from...
It's a brand consistency, and they're all the same no matter what group you go to. That makes sense.
Exactly. But the thing that makes it different for people is obviously the host, the location, and the mix of people that are there. So they've all got their own little sparkle, if you like, in that sense, and the relationships, and because we're very much not about the hard sell. It's very much about building the relationship and seeing how everybody can help each other. And again, I one of my things is it's not about what you do, it's about what you actually offer. How, by helping yourself, how can your business actually help someone else to grow? And you see such a lot of synergies and things. And that's one of the reasons why I try to go to as many of the meetings as possible, because I can then cross-refer people from location to location.
Now, your events, whether they're networking or you've done a collaborative event, they're always so insightful. I always glean so much information, and I know that you are a pro and expert when it comes to networking. So I really wanted to tap into your knowledge, for listeners to hear, because, you know, you always astound me when I come, and you've got so many tips and tricks.
1230 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
I can't expect you to reel them all off, but can you, when people are networking, especially for the first time, and they think, oh, networking, I'm just going to go into a room and sell to people. And there's so many different things that, you know, you can offer advice on. Do you want to offer your top tips and tricks and maybe the most commonly made mistakes that people make?
Yeah, I think, thank you, Loretta. I think one of the important things is to remember how daunting it can be. You mentioned about stepping into the room, how daunting it can be to do that. I mean, even now, sometimes with a different venue, it can be a little bit daunting when you go in, for me as well. So it is very much about been there, done that, and got a T-shirt. So I know how terrifying at times it can be. And I think... You know, one of the things I think that's so important is to remember that most people have been there and done the all the rest of it. But everybody is there with one sole aim. But as you rightly pointed out just now, they may be trying to go about it in a different way. Very rarely are you going to make a sale at any networking event. If perhaps there is a stand there and people have got products there, then yes, you know, you're going to do that. But when you're talking about services, networking is very much a slow burn. It's about building that relationship. It's about not necessarily using that person's service, but if they go regularly, which is important with networking, that you do go regularly, otherwise people are going to forget about you, that people will know what it is you can offer and what the benefits are of your business, and they can actually make a recommendation for you. So, for example, if you had said to me, maybe I need a photographer, for example, I would be able to tap in to what I laughingly call my little black pink book.
I knew you'd get the word pink in there somewhere, Jack.
And everybody that I know is open up for having those connections made for them. So I don't have to email that person separately and say, is it okay if I do X, Y, Z, because I know that it will be fine. And I will then make an email connection for that person. And then, you know, they go ahead with that. But it is being able to say, look, I know this person, but I haven't used their product or their service. Would you like me to make that connection for you? And then it's their decision whether I do that or not. And I think that is the most important thing to remember, that it isn't about hard selling. I can remember one occasion when I went, I mean, it is going back a bit, and people have learned, we've all learned such a lot since the early days. But this particular event I went to, I was just about to leave, having walked past two women, and I was really tired, so I hadn't planned on staying to talk to them. But I just smiled and went to walk on. And this woman leapt out and shoved her business card at me. And she said, have my card. And I, because I was tired, I was perhaps also a little bit tetchy, dare I say. And I said, why do I want your business card? And she said, well, you organise events and I organise events, so I can help you. And I said, yeah, but why should I have your business card? And she said, well, because I can do it for you and blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, thank you. And I thought, right. So I said, so would you like my business card then? She said, okay. So I just gave it to her. And as I went out the door, there was a bin nearby and I dropped her card in the bin. it ain't the way you do it, is it?
It's not a great first impression, is it, really?
No. And I just, I suppose, added to that, as I say, it was at the end of the day and I was a bit tired. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I might not react like that a bit now. I might sort of take them to one side and say,
educate them.
Would you like a little bit of advice?
But consistency is key, isn't it? I mean, you said, you know, turn up, show up, be remembered. Let's talk about the elevator pitch, because, you know, people will say, well, what is that? So do you want to explain a little bit about what it is and what you should get across?
Right. Okay. So first of all, my preference is not to refer to the elevator pitch. Because I did do a bit of research on Facebook some years back, and I asked, what does that term actually mean to you?
Mm.
And back came sales.
Interesting.
Mm. So introduction is probably what I would like to use. And everybody who comes to our meetings has the opportunity to stand up and give themselves a one-minute introduction. That introduction is a minute, as I mentioned, but that is the maximum amount of time. If you can get your message over in, say, 10 seconds, that's fine too. I did go to another networking event some years ago, and it was a mixed networking, and this chap stood up, and when it was his turn, he didn't say a word. He just stood there, and everybody was sort of nudging each other and saying, is he okay?
Yeah, what's he doing?
What's going on? And when his time was up, he said, okay, if you want to know about me, I'm sitting over there in the corner, come talk to me. And of course, he was swamped, absolutely swamped. And that's the power of silence. But of course, he couldn't do that every month or how frequently he went, or even to the same group, because it would lose impact. But I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Next time I go to a new networking event, I'm nicking that one.
Well, yeah, why not? he was genuinely swamped. And sometimes new people, particularly if they just sort of started out, will say, well, do I actually have to do that? No, you don't have to do it at our meetings. It's an opportunity. Very rarely does that actually, I ask that. But of that percentage then, most will actually stand up and do it anyway, because they see and feel the group supporting them.
Yeah.
And they will actually do that. And I think also the other thing about standing up, and sometimes people say, well, do I have to stand up? Well, I think it's better to stand up, because our groups can be anything from six upwards, people attending. And I think if it's something you're not used to doing, to be standing up first and carry on doing that is easier than waiting until you've got a group of about 30. Yeah. Where you have to stand up so that they hear you. It just sort of breaks you in gently, if you like, in that respect. And our introduction, I was going to hold my card up, but of course you can't see it. Our introduction, we have three getting to know you cards. which everybody is given three of these. And inside there is our guide to that introduction, to that 1 minute introduction. Mm. And it's a very basic, start off with your name, your company name, and end with your company name or your name and your company name, and hold your business card and flyer up at the same time. So again, you referred to branding before in your marketing. You get that association.
It's a visual thing as well as a verbal thing, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And sometimes people say to me, I'm already going to say my name and my company name at the beginning. Why do I have to do it at the end? Well, if people are making notes, they don't always grasp that at the beginning. And also, as you say, it reaffirms that information. And the bits in the middle, they can vary. If it's important for people to know that you only operate online, you might want to include that. One of the examples I use just to vary it a bit is if somebody, for example, is a travel a person who tailors your holidays, so they're a travel advisor, is that before they say their name and their company name, is that they sort of ask the audience, anybody here been on a disastrous holiday that someone else organised for you? Invariably, there'll be someone, but you don't have to get involved in conversation. You can just say, let's have a chat later on. Mm-hmm. Then you can go into our suggested guide inside the card. But I think, you know, I referred to Penny earlier. Penny and a few other people went through a phase of doing poems. So, you know, I mean, maybe it's time for those to be revisited. So and you can use props as well. I've had accountants turn up with a jar of jelly beans, another chap, because although we are female membership led, guys are always very welcome to attend if they want to.
On that. That's good to know.
And this guy was a computer techie, but one of the things he was involved in was advising people with insurance of machinery and stuff. And he turned up with a keyboard that had been soaked in coffee and sort of told the story that was attached to that. But again, that's a prompt, and you remember that sort of thing. It's like the guy, you know, the sales reps that wear disastrous ties, or used to back in the day, you know, and people would say, oh God, you know that bloke who wears those awful ties. You know, it's a prompt, isn't it, to remember. At our meetings, we have the occasional guest speaker, and we have occasional workshops. The reason they are occasional is, again, going back to that building relationship thing. It's about giving people the opportunity to get to know each other better. But also, we're about learning as well, you know, which is why we have those. And we always have food.
Yay! What's not to love about food? And it's funny you mentioned about, well, I mean, so many great tips there, but you just jogged my memory about, you know, reminding people of the problem that you solve rather than what you do, because very often, you know, we try and encourage that for any sort of advertising or marketing. What nobody really cares about what year you launched, I suppose, when it comes to, you know, but really, how can you help them? What problem do you solve for them?
Yeah. If for example, I mentioned about my background being IT training, if I stood up and said, I'm an IT trainer, you'd probably go, yeah, all right then.
Yeah.
But if I actually said I could make your day a bit more fun and save you some time using your computer, you might be a bit
now
more
you're intrigued. Exactly.
This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
So, Jackie, you mentioned, you know, about, well, I'll refer to this as having your fingers in a few pies. So, obviously, you've got the radio show, Love to Beat. That's on at Love to Beat. It's on Monday? Monday, isn't it?
Monday afternoons, yeah. As listeners will be able to tell, I can talk for England. So I need to...
Because you're so passionate about what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
No, but I think, at events, people say, well, we've got 200 people coming. Yes, you can't talk to all 200. So you need to manage your time really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the situations that people often ask me about is, well, when I go into a room and there's a group of people talking and I want to talk to them, but they don't open up, they don't let me into their conversation, Most networking events, that's rare, but it does happen. And people that are new, it throws them. And sometimes people will say to me, oh, well, I'd just tap on their shoulder and say, let me join your group. Or that doesn't work either, because you don't know what they're talking about. They could be sealing that $1 million bill, or they might just be nasty people you don't want to talk to anyway.
You would hope not the latter, but yes, I'm sure it does happen. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it does, and it throws when people just starting out. It throws them. So it's go and have a coffee, or there's ways around it. And
And whilst the host to be introduced to someone, I know mentioned that before. I know
you beat me to it. I was just going to say, whoever organised it, go to them and they'll support you in that. So
So Jackie, you've been involved and you certainly advocate collaborations. You're very much a community player. So in terms of what's on the horizon, or who you've worked with recently, or who you would like to work more with, can you give us a little bit of insight?
Well, I think, everybody who knows you, Loretta, will know that you're involved with the Beckenham Business Association and as a local group. I was, prior to your involvement and the group that now manages that, I was chair of that group for 10 years, or just under 10 years. And that was very exciting to be able to work with my own local community and the people that I was able to meet there. And some of those people, Chloe Ross, for example, who is the chair of Copus Cope Area Residents Association and the chair of the Town Centre team. I still work with her. We do an event with Pat Webb, who has an amazing B&B in Birchington and does the Ziggy Stardust tours in Beckenham as well. And she's also host of my group in Thanet. So, these wheels within wheels, they all sort of grow and you make the connections, and it's just amazing. So I'm still part of Town Centre team, which is great, because it keeps me up to date with what's happening in my local area, and just always open to opportunities to collaborate. So for example, last year I did Action, Business Women's Action Day with Sam, who's a speaker this year for us for International Women, and we met. And I went to an event in Bromley, and she came. I left the event, and she came running after me and said, "How would you like to do an event with me?" So I said, "Great, okay." So we went from there, and there's sort of firm friends and building relationships. So it's you say about remembering these things, but you do. Sometimes people forget where their roots of connection are, and I find that fascinating where that actually went to. I know one of our members. As an artist, and she's no longer a member with us now because she's moved away, but she was an artist, and she was saying how she'd had this great connection with an art gallery that worked out really well. And I said to her, so where did that connection come from originally? And she said, well, Joanna Bloggs or whatever it was. And I said, and who introduced you to her? And she said, you did. But she'd forgotten. Because we're so busy. But I find it fascinating going back through the history of where that connection originally
came from. And what I'm always impressed by is when you come across large, very successful businesses that never forget where their roots are, and I think that's really important, because, the community that helped grow you, it's nice to support them back. And, people like Lord Harris of Tappy Carpets, who is local, he'll always go out of his way to help community, and he knows where his roots is, and is very proud to have their, head office, with the which I think is brilliant. It's lovely. It's always nice to see.
I didn't, this is ignorance on my part. It wasn't until fairly recently, because I worked at St. Christopher's Hospice as assistant fundraising manager, as well as IT training and support for the staff, for nearly 8 years. And Harris Hospice set up in that time. And I didn't realise until recently, despite my position there, that it was actually Lord Harris.
Yes, he does Harris Hospice Care. Harris Academies with the schools.
That I know. But it was going back to my St. Christopher's days. I didn't realise at that point what his involvement was in.
Yeah, very influential, but very compassionate man. So, and he sponsors the, he was the headline sponsor for the Abbas. Because he recognised the importance, and he is in a position to help and help support local small businesses. And I just think it's so admirable. You know, you've built up a multi-million pound company, and yet you haven't forgot your roots. You haven't forgot, you know, and then you are investing your time, your money in other small ventures. I just think it's so just lovely. Amazing.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
So Jackie, obviously we are in March, and this month is International Women's Day. So one thing that I did want to ask you, the day is called Inspiring Inclusion. Jackie, who's your inspiration? Do you have someone who's inspired you? Doesn't have to be a woman. I know it's International Women's Day, you know.
Yes. No. I've been fortunate, as you know, to meet so many different inspiring women. But because I mentioned St. Christopher's Hospice just there, it just brings me back to, as she was known internally, as Dr. Saunders, Dame Cicely Saunders. She was the most amazing, awesome woman in everything that she achieved around palliative care and worldwide recognition. So she is one person that clearly stands out to me. And just otherwise, so many. I mean, honestly, Loretta, you would, I'm sure yourself, with all the people that you meet, it's so difficult to pinpoint.
It is, and I'm sorry for throwing that question in, because I probably thrown your, but I had to ask because it's quite relevant, isn't it? And the fact that you do help women, and you've got, you know, a networking company specifically geared, you know, more towards women, then it made sense to ask that question. So,
absolutely. But it is so difficult when I've been very fortunate in those that I've met.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I think we'll wrap this up, but we do need to know a little bit before we do about you, because I know that you are a little bit of a workaholic. But Jackie, what when you have any free time, if you get any free time, what is it that you love doing or enjoying?
Yeah, well, I have a family. I have a husband. I have 3 children and 7 grandchildren and 3 dogs.
Oh, wow, crikey. Some would describe your household as a zoo, maybe. I don't know.
If I love my garden.
Living at home.
I love gardening, I have to say. I really, and certainly during COVID, was a real sanity saver, because, you know, people in flats, I don't know how they coped. We were so lucky to be able to go out to our garden and just breathe the air out there. But no, I'm a bit of a gardener. Which started as a child. My dad gave us both, my sister and I, a bit of garden, and I can't remember quite how, but I do remember I planted, or I stuck, the stalk of a chrysanth in the garden, and it grew, and that was it.
Amazing. Fantastic. Oh, it's good to learn a little bit more about Jackie, but I really appreciate your time today. And whenever you've kindly invited me on, you know, your radio show, you've always said to me, right, give me your favourite song. So I'm going to do the same back to you, Jackie. So can you give me your favourite song to end the interview with?
Well, this morning I heard on the radio as I was in the kitchen, Status Quo. I'm a bit of a rock queen in that sense. And they were playing Down, Down, Deeper in Down. And I thought, I must remember to tell my family that actually that's a piece of music I'd like for my burial service or whatever.
Ever the sense of humour. Love it. Love it.
But yes, bit of Status Quo, please.
Amazing. It shall be done. But thank you so much for your time, Jackie. Really appreciate it today. Thank you.
Oh, it's always lovely to talk to you. Thank you, Loretta.
Really, really enjoyed that conversation with Jackie. I could have talked to her all day. And I'm sure that Jackie will be back on the Little Big Show very, very soon to impart some more invaluable knowledge. So a great big thank you to her.
This is the 12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.
Today we have the lovely Jackie Groundsell, and she is Oh, well, I'd describe her as she's a super connector. Super connector. She's the super connector. So, Jackie, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Oh, no, it's always an honour.
And Jackie actually is one of our hosts on our podcast network, but she also streams out live a two-hour radio show. And what's the radio station called, Jackie?
The station is called Love Da Beat Radio.
Love Da Beat Radio. So, Jackie, if you'd like to share with the listeners a little bit about your story and what was the inspiration behind you wanting to help business owners, not just locally, but globally, and give them support and help them grow their business.
I have to put my hand out and say in the first instance that there was no blinding flash of light in the first place. We've been going now 22 years in August, and I had back in the day, I'm an IT trainer, Microsoft products, and it was as a result of setting that up and growing that up then, which was in 99, shall I say that quietly, in 99, that I realised, actually, yeah, you need a few more contacts here, stuff's going on. I went to a business startup course and met somebody locally there called Penny Denby, who was doing web design, and we stayed in touch, and we decided along the way that we were actually going to be sharing some office space together. But very early days, think about what I just said about it being in 99, there was just B&I, Chambers of Commerce, nothing really much for businesses, and certainly nothing specifically for women, which I hadn't even contemplated anything of that ilk. I'm not gender related in that sense. But Penny phoned me one day and she said she'd found this group of women who were meeting at Pricewaterhouse in Charing Cross, and they were to do with IT, as indeed we were both. The idea was in the evening, have a drink. If it seemed to go well, we could actually then go on and have some dinner. And I said, no, thank you. I don't do all women's events. Coffee mornings, because at the time, if I thought about it, I was actually working in a man's world, working for quantities first, working for architects. But then when I did think about it, I thought, actually, I've been working in education, I've been working in the IT industry, which is male led, but education is female. I was also working in a charity, which was very female led. But that said, I went screaming and shouting, dragged by the roots of my hair to this event, to this evening, and was just blown away. I was absolutely amazed. It was such an eye-opener for me, because in the same way that you and I can talk, because we've known each other a long time, we were all talking to each other as if we'd known each other a long time. And yet Penny and I were the only ones who vaguely knew each other. Nobody else knew each other. And it was such an eye-opener. And we told them that we were going to be sharing this office space. And because we were in Clerkenwell in London, some of them were in that area. And they said, OK, give us a shout when you're actually there and we can meet for lunch. So we said, yeah, OK, then we'll do that. So anyway, we arranged that. We had lunch with a few of those women there in a little restaurant called Little Bay, which sadly is no longer there because it was really quirky and great fun to be there. But when we were there, 35 women turned up. They booked, but no exchange of money or anything. Everybody was paying for their own meal because it was just a lunch. But they were getting their diaries out and they were saying, I'll give you a call or let's meet there. And they were doing all that. And it was such an overwhelming eye-opener to me. And a warm, even talking about it now, I'm feeling quite warm about it and emotional, because it was amazing what was happening. Okay, they said, this is great, shall we do it again? Okay, next month. So we do that. We were also business advisors, which was what then the local Chamber of Commerce, it doesn't exist now, and they asked for our help, and we said, we do this lunch in London. Long story short, which is what my family's always telling me to do, 54 women turned up in Ferraris, which was in East Street in Bromley at the time. 54 women turned up. They had booked. It wasn't just a every crowd's over. And from there, again, there was a sort of repeat once a month. Some of the women that came to Bromley were actually further out in the borough. So they were Orpington, and a couple of them said, could we do something in our area? And Penny and I actually had found ourselves stepping back. So whilst we saw this as a good thing for our independent businesses, we actually stepped back from doing that and actually thought, no, this is so helpful to other people, so good for the women that are there and need support. And so we sat down, did the business plan. And so we had regular meetings, monthly meetings. Amazingly, at 12:30, that just stuck. But that's another story. Because that wasn't what we were called originally. And we just grew organically from that, because there was genuinely a need there. And it was the most, it was and it is still the most amazing thing to see how our meetings can help women, and individually how I can help women to actually grow themselves with support, because it's a lonely old world out there, Karen. It can be difficult at times, with no one to talk to or shout at or whatever. And that's really how we've grown, very much grown. We obviously got hit a couple of times with recessions, but that's life, isn't it? So there we are. No big plan at the time, but wow, what a rewarding journey that's been for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, 12:30, because guys, funnily enough, when you take lunch, that's when you have lunch.
The amazing thing is people still ask me, and what time is this meeting then?
Yeah, I think I might have done that once or twice
as
well.
I think you might have done, actually.
Yeah, I have. But yes, yeah, 12:30. And you know, it's such a great combination. So it's not just business, but it really is. To your accountant, it's business. You're going for lunch and you have the opportunity to network with other business owners, and they might not be related to you, but it's more about, you know, who they know. Yeah, and it's all about collaboration. And I love that. What is the process for somebody who has their own business? And like you said, it can be a lonely place. And sometimes all you need is to verbalize some things, not even get advice on it. Sometimes when you just talk it through with somebody, absolutely, that can be enough. Yeah. Plus you can get advice if you need it. Plus you can get extra support from Jackie. But so what is the process for somebody who's sat on their own at the moment, staring into the screen of their laptop, wishing they could have a little bit of support, and maybe it would be good for them to actually get out the house and go for lunch. What is your process? How do you help somebody that's maybe new in business, and how do you help them get involved in this networking opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it there about the relationship building, and it is very much about that, and it is about the individual's wider network as well, because I've had people in the past say to me, actually, I've had no direct business from coming to the meetings, but the support I've had is huge, and that's helped me that's helped me to develop my business and do a variety of things. So one of the other things that people get when they become a member is that they get what I call a Power 45, which is 45 minutes mentoring time with me. And then that helps them. We sit down on Zoom. Sometimes we do it locally. It depends where everybody is. So they have 45 minutes, which I have to say very quietly, often extends to an hour. But in theory, it's 45 minutes that they get of my time. And it's not just about my time and my experiences. It is about the connections I've made in over 22 years, because everybody that I'm fortunate to meet is in a position to pass on and make a connection for somebody else. It's everybody recognizes that's the world we're in and the rapport that we're actually building. They come to a meeting, the food of course is complimentary, well, they're all different at the different venues, so the food is complimentary. They pay for a meeting, which for a member is £18.50, for a non-member is £28.50. Somebody can come twice before the expectation is at least that they become a member. We have an annual membership and there is an early bird membership. So the annual membership is $259 and the early bird is $159. So if they pay that e-invoice within 3 days, they get the early bird. So that's a pretty good deal, I think. At the meetings themselves, we sometimes have guest speakers. We sometimes have workshops. And the reason that they are sometimes is because, again, we're back to that relationship building and everybody having the opportunity to really talk to each other properly. In the first instance, what they also get is the opportunity to give a one-minute intro. That 1 minute, as Karen, is a maximum amount of time. If you can get your message over in 10 seconds, that's great. But everybody has that opportunity. Sometimes people, and not very often, but sometimes will people say, especially if they're just starting up, oh, do I really have to do that? No, you don't. It's an opportunity. But the interesting thing is that, in fact, I'm just looking around me for a card. I haven't got one to hand. Yes, I have. The interesting thing is, that when people ask me that question and they go to the meeting and they actually realize, yeah, they could do this, that they will actually go ahead and do it, which hadn't been the plan. And when we've got new people at a meeting, I always have a seasoned member to start off those introductions, followed quickly by new people, because they can't imagine anything worse than being at the end and just waiting for your time, if you like. Why I was fluffing around there was these little cards that you'll recognise, Karen. Inside is a guide for that 1 minute. So everybody gets given these when they come and they can take those away with them. They take away three. And the idea of that is that they can write their notes inside. They keep that one. And the other two, they've had such a fantastic time at the 12:30 meeting that they hand them out and the person will give them their contact details and agree to go on our newsletter. It's a two-way thing there.
12:30 TWC, Business Beat Radio, Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes, for and from businesswomen. On all the socials, www.1230.co.uk, at Love to Beat Radio.
What I think is also good is the fact that people don't necessarily think of synergies with companies. And when they're in that environment, it's a lot easier to see, yeah, actually. I've got, for example, we don't do single businesses in that way. I've got two ladies who are both travel, but one actually specialises with tickets for theatre events. The other one doesn't. So they actually see a really good collaboration there together. Yeah. And it's amazing to see that. I'm sure you've seen it at different events you've been to and organised yourself, how people do get that synergy and do collaborate. And also what they need to remember as well is, which they don't always, is pen and paper for notes. There is a little space on here, but for the wider scheme, always bring your pen and paper with you. Or if you want to do it on your phone, it's up to you.
Yeah. And I love what you said there about, yeah, you could on paper be in the same industry, and then it's a shame that people see competition, because yes, I don't ever see competition, because everybody has their own unique skill sets, everybody has their unique way of doing things, and some people will resonate with one person and other, yes, people will resonate with the other. And if people can come away from this competition mindset, which is a scarcity mindset, and focus more on collaboration, then, you know, everybody will grow together. So Jackie, for the listeners,
yeah,
because I'm sure many have thought about joining networking events, and for some, it may be a little bit scary to actually stand up and do their 1 minute. Because, yeah, what I find is I can look at somebody's bio or I could look at somebody's website until I actually get them on the show and ask them questions. I might, but at the end of the show, I've got a completely different idea on exactly what it is they do. And yeah, I think so many people focus on maybe their I'm a this coach or I do this. And they list maybe the, yeah, maybe it is the benefits. But do you feel that the 1 minute part is their opportunity to showcase what it is they do and who they help specifically.
Yeah.
So can you give any sort of pointers for the listeners out there on how to structure your 1 minute intro?
I think one of the important things I think is that I do say to people, it's not about what you do. It's about what you offer and how you can help somebody else, because it's reciprocal in that. So, for example, my background being an IT trainer, if I stand up and say, I'm an IT trainer, blah, 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 they're going to go, oh, yeah, all right then. But if I said a bit more thoroughly in that sense, if I said to them, how often are you actually struggling to use your computer? We all know there's 8 ways to get there eventually, but I can help you. Give me 15 minutes of your time. I can make using your computer a lot more fun and a lot easier for you. If you're a bit more expansive and give them a reason why they should come to you. Similarly with an accountant, I think we all, apart from this time of year, we all sort of glaze over, don't we? I'm an accountant. But if I can save you money, give me 5 minutes of your time and all the rest of it. I think it's extremely valuable. And in terms of the structure, what you'll find in here is that it suggests you start off with your name and your company name. Bits in the middle will vary because of your audience, where you are, what your needs are, what you think. And you end up with your name and your company name, and hold up your card or your flyer as you do that, so that there's a visual connection with that. Having said that, sometimes it's good to throw a question in first. I used the travel people as an example a moment ago, and if they stick to that structure that I've just outlined, if you like, but at the beginning, before they give their name, they say, anybody been on an arranged holiday and it was a total disaster? Usually there's someone on that. You don't have to go into a dialogue. They'll just go, yeah, me, and you go, come and see me afterwards, or have a chat. And then, my name's Jackie Brownsall, blah, blah, blah. And then you do your structure. And sometimes people say to me, why do you have to give your name at the end as well? It's because it sticks in the psyche, you're reminded of it. But also, if you're making notes, you don't always quite grasp that name at the beginning as people are going round. And I think the other important thing to remember is, if you've got more than one business, focus on one. If you've got, let's say, 4 or 5 businesses and you stream them off in that time, people will go, actually, what are they talking about? What is it they offer? Because it's very confusing. And I actually had somebody stand up the other day and said, I've been told I must do. It's not about telling, although it marginally is. It is about the advice. Obviously, over the years, you gather that in, and people do get confused. Even if you do, let's say, 6 meetings on one part, one business that you run, and then you do another, that's fine. But if you do it all in one, people do get very confused. But there's no reason why during that meeting you can't actually expand on that. But you'll need a real proper focus on what it is, why they should actually come to you, and how your business can actually help them. So remember, it's not about what you do, it's about what you offer.
Yeah, because they actually don't care what you do. They only care what's in it for them. And look, I got this wrong for years. I did way too many different things. And it is so correct, because when there's overwhelm, if you're doing too much and you're offering too much, if there's overwhelm or confusion, nothing will get done. Nobody will take that next step.
Absolutely.
So making it crystal clear on who you serve and what the big promise is at the end. What is it that you, not even just what you offer, but what is the transformation that you're offering after somebody comes and works with you? Because the details, we can get all stuck on the details. Nobody wants to hear them. And again, we can overwhelm. And I know I've done that in the past, because it's almost like I want to over-deliver. But actually, the opposite is true. When you simplify it, and make it crystal clear so that they remember, you're going to get much better results. And so for your business, it's such an important thing because, as we said before, it's, I think there's so many people out there just trying to get clarity. It's like a numbers thing. It's not the forgetting that they're human. And do you want more clients or do you want to build relationships? And if you want to have a sustainable business, it is all about building relationships. And as I said at the beginning, you really are the super connector. For 22 years of doing this, Cor, I'm sure anybody out there would like a copy of her little black book.
It's interesting because at the back of my mind and in various places on my computer and in my notebooks, there is a book coming at some point. And at the moment, the front cover says, it's called Jacqueline, Stop Talking. If you talk to any networker, and I'm sure this applies to you as well, Karen, how many times at school were you told, stop talking? And it's got to happen, hasn't it? It's how are you going to build that relationship? We've all got to talk to each other. It's very much, and you've summed everything up, all the bits that I've left out, you've summed up so perfectly, Karen, so thank you for that.
It is. I mean, it's, I think this really does relate to any business, no matter what you do, no matter what you sell. And I think people can get so caught up in, are you B2C or B2B? Irrelevant. You're human to human. So it's all about relationships, regardless of all the other stuff. And I feel that the beauty of, it's the same with podcasting. You've got your own podcast. And so for the listeners, what's the name of the podcast?
Oh, the name of the podcast is 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio Show.
Perfect. And you can find her on our podcast network as well, on Raising Vibrations, on Podbean. And this is the beauty, isn't it? We get to talk.
I know. And the other thing for people just also to remember is that if you get a sale, we hate that word, but if you get a sale at a meeting, wonderful. But remember, networking is, as Karen and I have both said, it's about building that relationship. So it can be a slow burn. It's worthwhile and it's strong.
Absolutely. And that, I suppose that is the thing. Many are maybe going to a network event. Again, we're in this instant gratification era. And so they want it now. And what people have got to realise that, if you're not going to ask somebody to marry you the first time you meet them, it's not good. People might. I don't think it'll end very well.
Build on the relationship.
Yeah. So for the listeners out there, if they're in business and they would maybe be a bit nervous about joining a networking event, going to have lunch with the ladies, for you, what are some of the things that sort of stop people from doing this?
I think if they've gone to lots of networks, just dabbling their toe in at different ones, which you do have to do, that in itself can be quite overwhelming. But I think one of the things that stands out from 1230 is that there's always a very warm welcome when you come, and that is something that people comment on, how welcoming everybody was and how interesting everybody has been in that sense. And I think we all know what it's like to come through the door and not know a soul. So we need to support people who have never known anybody like that, so who know people like that when they come and they're new. And I think with 1230, that is one of the things that stands out, is that warm welcome. But people do need to try other networks and see what actually works for them, what's actually going to have support for them. It doesn't always work that they are going to get that support there. And what I mean by support is, are we going to be able to connect them to other people? Yes, invariably I can. And are they actually going to learn something? Yes, they will, because everybody there has got their own expertise, whether they're just starting up or not. Because I have people phone me up and say, I've not started yet, is it a good idea to come? Yes, it is, because we've all been there, done that, and got the t-shirt
a few times.
12:30 TWC Business Beat Radio. Mondays 2 till 4 p.m. UK time. Tips, inspiration, fun, tunes for and from business women on all the socials. www.1230.co.uk at Love to Beat Radio.
So what else do you think, though, that just stops people from stepping out there? And because it can be scary, come on, going to have lunch with a load of women that you've never met before. So how can they get over those kind of things?
I think, first of all, it's to remember that our origins, there was no big blinding flash of light to set up a group for women. It just evolved. It really genuinely just evolved. And I think that's one important thing to know, that there was that huge need there, and there's always been that need there. I think what stops people, maybe, I suppose finance is always a consideration, isn't it? But remember that the meal that you get, food that you get, is complimentary as well. So if you were going out for lunch independently, you'd have to carry that cost as well. We all need a break. So to remember that sustenance is going to give us more energy, as well as obviously the people that are there. So in stopping people, I think it's difficult to know. There's a variety of things. One of the things is obviously if it's a mum, they need to be aware of what the timings are. So the meetings standard are 12:30 to 2 o'clock finish. But often there's open networking afterwards. But mums obviously need to bear that in mind. And they just let us know if anybody who's got a deadline, even if it's a meeting following, they let us know that we need to be aware that we cover the content before they actually go. Maybe that's one thing for timing. But it is important that we eat. So I think that's one thing to get over, that then we all need to take a break. We do also have what I tongue-in-cheek call our TV. So we have our radio show as well. So we have our in-person meetings, our radio show, and we also have our TV, which is the online one, which is on the second Wednesday of every month. So we like to think we've got everything covered for everybody, but we're always a listening ear if people have got special needs. So I hope it's evident that I'm very approachable as well. So
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. Jackie.
Yes.
So what should the listeners do next? Because obviously you do local events where they're going to come for lunch, and they're in many different areas, but around London. So a lot of our listeners are in the States. So you still have something to offer them with the TV, to the monthly. So if the listeners are out there, women in business, who would like to meet other women in business, get a bit of support, get a chance to network, what's the next step?
They can look at the website, which is all the W's and then 1230.co.uk. Under calendar, you'll find things listed there. Interestingly, I've formed a connection with Trixada through your podcast, Karen, and we've hooked up. So that's great. And so for us, on an annual basis, we've got coming up the 19th of March, we've got a great event coming up, which is being held in the city. So it's all about finance for women.
If they're not in the UK, how can they sign up for the TV?
Again, go to the website, under calendar, you'll find it there, and they just sign up. That is free for members and £5 for a non-member. Towards the end of the year, we are going to be having a hybrid event that'll be online as well as in the room, a speed networking global event. So that'll be exciting. Yeah. And if there's anybody listening and they look at the website and they go, but that's not near me, but I'd like to know about how I can organise an event or a meeting where you are, just give me a shout. We can talk about it. There's no cost to, other than being a member, there's no cost to being a host of a group, and you're handheld the whole way in setting up a group. So if there's not one near you, let me know. But in any event, give me a call. We can talk on Zoom, we can talk on the phone, whatever works for you. I love talking, as you might have gathered.
anybody's listening, then if you want to host your own, and the bonus is there's food there too, but it's the opportunity to network. And if you can offer up some training, then get in touch with Jackie. That's fantastic.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to talking to everyone.
Awesome. So thank you for your time today, Jackie. The listeners, I'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed that show. As I say, something a little bit different. And if you need to get in touch with either Loretta or Karen, get back to me and I'll put you in touch with them. And I look forward to seeing you next week with some more amazing guests. So take care. See you soon.
This is the 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio with Jackie Groundsell on Love to Beat Radio.